The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Well, happy Thursday, everybody, and good afternoon, and welcome to Thursday's Local Radio Hour. I'm your host, David Keyes. You found us hopefully live today on 97.1 FM. We're all over the place there, and streaming online all the time, 24/7 on NorthIdahoRadio.com. Again, whenever you want. I think we're out there all the time. It sounds like if you're bored, why not check it out? It's kind of fun to be a podcaster on top of being just a radio kind of guy, too. It's kind of fun. A slight change in the show today. No Pat Murphy. He's recovering from a freak water aerobics class injury and made one of his knees do something that no knees are supposed to do. So I don't know. Hopefully he's on the mend. And I have a feeling that he's probably listening to the show today and probably heckling me in the privacy of his own home, maybe with a leg lifted up or something like that. Pat, get better, buddy. We're looking forward to seeing you back in the saddle again. So luckily for me, Diane is stepping into the control booth today in an attempt to get us through this hour unscathed, hopefully. She has a lot of work to do for me because Pat makes up for a lot for me. So we'll make sure. So thank you, Diane, for stepping in. I look forward to this next hour. First up, got a great show today, by the way, too. Lucky to have Laura Bonneville here from BGH. To talk about family practice and internal medicine. And again, I've never met her before, so I'm looking forward to meeting her here in a few minutes. In the second segment, Idaho Families Executive Director Christine DeNova and Leilani Williams will be here to talk about some cool things going on with that organization coming up, a fundraiser and all sorts of stuff going on there too. And last but not least, Brett Bowers, a public affairs officer with the Air Force, will be here to talk about all things VA clinics, talking about a clinic here in Sandpoint and also clinics all around the area. So you'll learn more about that. And if you're a veteran or if you know a veteran, this could be really important information for you and yours. So please stay tuned for that. So a pretty packed hour that way just for that, but there's much more going on as well. So, you know, you look around a little bit and you can tell it's holiday time around Santa Point, Idaho, ho, ho, for sure. Had the Christmas tree lighting last Friday. Santa was there. Mickey Quinn, who's the executive director of the chamber, also has a radio show here, too, on occasion. She was coaxed into leading Christmas carols. And the first one went great. It was fun. The audience kind of got into it. And then the second one came. And then the third one was like this solo. And she was a champ. She told me that she had sung the national anthem before at the festival at Sandpoint. So she's already, you know, somewhat familiar with that. And I'm not a singer. She kept trying to have me help sing a little bit. And I, you know, I lip synced is what I did. But I was there for moral support. And it was a great turnout. I think 400 or so people, 500 perhaps. No rain, no snow. And Santa Claus showed up. So we're officially, again, moving into the holiday season around here. Lights downtown look great. There's all sorts of stuff, all sorts of reasons to check out downtown. The local merchants would sure appreciate if you would check them out. This is the time of year where they actually make the money to keep the businesses going. Actually, they call Black Friday Black Friday because that's when the first time most years, that's when those small merchants are in the black. So that's why they call that Black Friday, if you didn't know that for sure. And it looks like I've got something handed me here. It's a ladies' night is this Friday. And I'm sure we've talked to the folks there before, the Downtown Business Association before on that. And it's a big event. It's growing every year. They do all sorts of fun things downtown. And again, that's the Downtown Business Association folks are getting more and more organized all the time. And they're having a lot of fun down there. So if you want to do something fun, if you happen to be past the ladies' test, stop on downtown. I know it starts at Barrel 33 in the afternoon, and they have all sorts of like passports things they're doing. They're giving out some prizes along the way. So, again, shop locally and have some fun, and that sounds like a win-win for most people. So that's going to be going on, all sorts of other things going on around town. Check the local calendars, see what you can do to support local events, and companies and groups and nonprofits. This is the time when we're all in it together. So this is it. So we're all in this. We're going to have a good holiday. Best place in the world to be in Santa Point, Idaho for the holidays. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll have Laura Bonneville from Bonner General Hospital to talk about family practice and internal medicine. So we'll catch you on the other side of the break. Thank you.
The thick and thin beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantle, or desktop. There's something special and satisfying about building your home using local wood. Its beauty and strength are hard to beat. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out the website, tntbeams.com.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint and Ponderay. Consistently voted best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision repair facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed and no charge for an estimate, advice, or even friendly customer service. Remember, in Sandpoint and Ponderay, it's Northwest Auto Body.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new Salted Caramel Frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge Salted Caramel Frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic Frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. A participating U.S. Wendy's Salted Caramel Frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
My Cause My Cleats celebrates the positive impact that NFL players have made on and off the field in communities across America. This week, players across the league showcase their unique and customized cleats to recognize the various causes they are passionate about supporting. Visit NFL.com/MyCauseMyCleats to see the reveals, discover player stories, bid on their custom cleats for charity, and learn more about their commitment to making a difference in their communities.
The all-new Coast Falls Gun Show, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader for all the Inland Empire, is coming to the Greyhound Park and Event Center. The Coast Falls Gun Show features hundreds of tables full of guns, antiques, Indian artifacts, collectibles, coins, knives, art, and Old West items. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse around. Two big days, Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 9 to 3. Don't miss the new Coast Falls Gun Show at the Greyhound Park and Event Center this weekend, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time. The sun can shine every day.
And welcome back, everybody, to Live radio on Thursday. What could possibly go wrong, Laura? I mean, I think we're doing fine. And
we'll
Laura
see.
Bonneville's sitting across the table from me smiling, so I think things will go really, really well. We were just chatting up a little bit about Bonner General Hospital and a career move that she made up here from Coeur d'Alene, and she's jumping right in. So, Laura, why don't you do this? Why don't you introduce yourself to the radio audience, and we'll go from there.
Okay, sounds good. Well, you already said my name, so I don't need to repeat that. I am a behavioral health consultant, and I am new to Bonner General Health. I work in their internal medicine and family medicine department as a behavioral health consultant, and I'll kind of describe what that is in a moment. I have a professional license. It's licensed professional counselor, and I have 10 years of experience working in Coeur d'Alene doing it, and was offered a great position to come up here and develop out this program in Bonner County at Bonner General Health, and I'm really excited to be here.
Is it working out well for you? Is everything going great?
It is. It's a great town. I'm from Northern Idaho, so it's great to be here. It's a beautiful town, and people actually are generally very healthy and active and ski a lot and bike a lot and kayak and do all those things. So,
but if they run into trouble, what can you do to help people?
Yeah, so the program I'm developing out is something called Integrated Behavioral Health, which is a team of providers who have kind of their own specialty. So it's a team of primary care providers whom I work with. And then I, as a behavioral health consultant, focus on the behavioral health side of chronic illness and disease. So an example that I often give of that is a patient who might be coming in to see their medical provider for type 2 diabetes. And medical provider will focus on prescribing medications, something like metformin, to try to get those blood glucose levels under control. They'll provide some education on blood glucose levels, what an A1C is, how they're going to monitor that, what tools they'll need to monitor that in terms of, you know, blood glucose monitors or things of that nature. And then if the patient is struggling managing other aspects of that chronic illness or disease, then that's where I come in via what's called a warm handoff. So I'm there ready and waiting and will come into that same visit after the primary care provider has left.
So the same visit. So all of a sudden that's a handoff, literally a handoff.
It is a handoff. Yeah. There's no waiting for the service. Sure. There's no long waiting lists like what we typically see when people want to get in and right. get help. So that day, that visit, I'll come in and deliver what's called a health behavior assessment and intervention. So I'll just get to know that patient a little bit more. I'll ask them about, you know, what they like to do for fun, what they like to do for relax. I'll ask them about some of their health behaviors, you know, what does their diet look like? How much physical activity do they engage in? Do they smoke? You know, do they drink? Some things like that.
Sure.
I might deliver some very specific assessments. There's an assessment for people that have diabetes. I'll deliver that assessment and then provide some education, and I'll partner with that patient to deliver what's called a patient-centered service. So taking their goals, and I just help with the strategy part.
Sure.
I'll find out, what is your goal? Well, I want to, you know, my A1C, which is a value we assign to know what blood glucose has been over the last 3 months. My A1C right now is 8.5, and I'd really like to get it down to 6.5. So I focus on all the those behaviors, again, that go along with managing chronic illness and disease. Uh-huh. So it could be, okay, physical activity, we need to maybe work in that area. Stress management is huge. Stress absolutely impacts our blood glucose levels.
Sure.
And so managing stress, talking about diet, you know, do you know how carbs impact your blood glucose levels? Giving tools for that. I mean, it's whatever's is needed, but it's very clear plans, like how many minutes a week are you going to increase your physical activity? On what days? At what time? Where?
Accountability.
Who are you going to be with? Yeah, exactly. But sometimes, and I am this way too, I need things spelled out for me,
sure.
written down and in front of my face.
Yeah.
And then to know that I'm going to see somebody in 4 weeks or
sure.
8 weeks, and I've got to be accountable.
Or step up.
I want to show up and get an A+ or a
get a star.
Yeah, a star on my homework, you know. So, yeah.
So the primary physician knows the issue, knows the situation, prescribes something. So then what I'm getting from you is the handoff happens. And then you said, okay, now let this settle in what you've heard. How can we apply it to what you can do? And can we make some goals for you to aim at what you want to aim at? Is that pretty close to what
yeah,
you do?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, good. That is a good nutshell version.
Good. Well, that's and so what happens without you? If you're not part of that equation, is it just here's your blood pressure medicine or whatever the thing is?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll see you later on. So take care of yourself and go.
Yeah. Providers try to spend some time doing that.
Sure.
But And I want to say that they're skilled, but in this model, everybody has a very specific skill. I am a licensed behavioral health person. I can do some cognitive therapy to find out what have been your barriers to doing this in practice to this point. Well, I'm so afraid. I avoid. I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear how bad my blood glucose levels are,
right?
So I can help with my skill set work through that. Right. And I can spend another 30, 45 minutes with a patient, whereas a provider is like, I have a patient already waiting in the next room. I can't dedicate a full hour to doing this. So it's really everybody using their skill set to focus on the problem and, again, provide that patient-centered care.
I am racked with guilt right now. I had a donut this morning, and I don't do donuts.
Don't feel bad.
But a friend brought them in, and it stared at me for the longest time. And I'm thinking, oh, you know. And one of my old sayings to get me off the hook is, it doesn't matter what I do and eat between November and December. It matters what I eat between December and November. So I kind of give myself out that way. But yeah, I don't know how smart that it really is, for sure.
You know what? I think we should give ourselves permission every once in a while to just do something we enjoy and savor it.
I feel better already. I really do. So how many patients do you deal with in a given day?
My goal is to see 8, and we're building up our practice at Bonner General Health in our outpatient setting and family practice and internal medicine. We've hired a lot of providers this year. My typical day right now is around 4 or 5, but we're all building up our practice. We're trying to get new patients in. And so once everybody's up to what's called their full patient panel and they're full, it'll be easy to get to that 8 a day.
Right. Was there somebody in your position before you were here, or is this a brand
new? Developing out
as you go.
Yeah, as we go.
Well, good for you. That's why you came here, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Any surprises so far? It sounds like BGH is open to what you're doing, of course, or they wouldn't have done this. Are you finding cooperation? The doors are pretty open to make it happen?
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. I have just been over the moon with my experience at Bonner General Health. It's just been a very welcoming practice, a very welcoming company. It's very what we call provider-driven, so providers get a lot of say in how they want to practice medicine. Mm-hmm. And so that's just been a great culture and setting to walk into.
Yeah. So look down the road 5 years from now. What would be your dream? How is this built up? How's it built out, and how's it working at that point?
Yeah, well, to be busy. I like to be busy. I like the face-to-face interaction. I'm just kind of a social person, so seeing 8 patients a day would be very, very, would make me happy. And growing it to the point where I'm not the only one. We hire another behavioral health consultant because I'm so busy that I just can't see everybody.
Sure.
And that we keep seeing these great patient outcomes that I've been seeing, you know, just in the 9-10 months that I've been here.
Sure. Is there some training that has to go on for the physicians to know how to do the handoff thing, or is that a natural type thing?
Yeah, there is. There is actually a lot of training involved. Yeah. And so I did that at the onset of when I started. And every time we do what's called onboard a new provider, I sit down with that new provider and review it with them as well.
And hopefully open arms, they're liking what you're doing.
Grateful.
You know, I imagine so, because they do have to kind of churn quickly and keep moving that way. And so then they do the handoff. So you're with the patient, really depending on the needs and all that, right? I mean, the meeting goes as long as it needs to make sure they're
the
covered.
First visit's always the longest with getting in there and doing the assessments and developing the treatment plan. The subsequent visits are briefer, usually 15, 20 minutes. And it's like, are you better, the same, or worse? And then if it's worse, then we're like, let's redo the plan and move forward again.
Right. Well, Laura, it's been great talking to you and meeting you, too.
Thank you.
A great way to start something new, too. I mean, to help more people, give them more face-to-face time with someone who enjoys face-to-face time, I can tell. And making it the visit more complete and maybe more accountable, too. I mean, so everybody wants to be healthy, right? And so,
absolutely.
So you're helping maybe give them a roadmap, too, where maybe ordinarily they were given some pills and we'll see you in a couple months. If you don't feel better, come see me. But, you know, good luck, buddy.
Very clear-cut goals. Yeah. Yes, that helps us all.
Well, thanks, Ian. My pleasure meeting you. And we're going to take a quick break. And then we're going to come back with Christina DeNova. And we'll be talking about some things exciting with Idaho families. and she'll be here to talk about some fundraisers they're doing. Laura, great meeting you. You take care.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
Through the rivers.
Did you feel the wind of the ball?
The mountains.
Go hunt the ball.
And through the streets of Moscow, we are Vandal Proud. Our journey for a championship starts now. Join us Saturday. Vandals, Mountain Hawks. Our coverage begins at 6. This is the second round of the FCS playoffs on the Vandal Sports Network from Learfield. On News Talk 97.1 FM and NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Traditions run deep in the Northwest, especially when it comes to the holidays. North 40 Outfitters is here to help keep traditions alive and bring joy to those who find the perfect present under the tree. With a selection so vast, it's like Santa's workshop without the elves. A one-stop shop for everybody on your list. Head to any of our 12 locations or visit our Christmas gift guide online at north40.com/gifts. North 40 Outfitters. Outfitting, work, and play.
Sorry, Santa. I've run the numbers every which way to the big day, and gift requests are definitely down.
Impossible. We've never been down.
We've narrowed the problem to Idaho. Seems everyone wants Idaho Lottery holiday scratch tickets.
Scratch tickets? Well, they are a lot of fun.
And they're easy.
Fit right in the stockings.
Everyone loves them.
I should get some for Mrs. Claus.
Just never a bathroom scale again.
Benefiting Idaho public schools and buildings. Must be 18 or older. Play wise.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the Old Powerhouse Building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
Shop limited-time deals on last-minute gifts now at Lowe's. Save $50 on a Werner 6-foot aluminum stepladder. Was $89, now just $39. Plus, get your choice of select Craftsman V20 tools for only $39. And save time and money with free shipping on orders of $45 or more. Because Lowe's knows deals. Offers valid 12/5 through 12/11. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii.
Shop Dell Technologies Cyber Monday event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Cyber Monday is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time. The sun can shine every day.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's live radio show. And I think so far so good. I'm looking over Diane. I think she's giving me one thumbs up. It'd be really good if it was two, but I'll settle for one right now.
You got two.
I got two now. And I'm surrounded by a bunch of great, cool people here. We've got Idaho families, first of all. I think a lot of people don't know what that is, so I'm going to do a little quick, brief introduction. Chris Bassett is sitting right across the way from me here. Christina DeNova is right over. Let's see. So this is 12 o'clock. You're at my 1 o'clock. And then Leilani's at my 4 o'clock or so.
Three or four.
Yeah, so I'm getting surrounded by some great people. What a great way to spend an afternoon. So, again, I'd hope you have a lot going on right now, don't you? So I don't want to waste a whole lot of time. I want to make sure you guys have time to tell me what I need to know. So I guess, Christine, if you want to start it first, you can go first, and we'll bounce it back and forth between you and Chris, and I'll just ask questions as we go.
Oh, sounds great. Okay, so I'm Christine DeNova, and I'm the executive director of Idaho Families, and we're an organization that helps families in crisis. And so our mission is we support families in crisis through a community of compassionate volunteers from local churches who are devoted to keeping kids safe and families together. So we help families stay together while they go through the crisis. So we provide the support that they need through mentorship and, when necessary, safe host homes for the children and sometimes the mom, and support partners who come alongside with the tangible goods and services that are required for the family to become whole again.
Absolutely. You know, you think about holiday times, we all think about the great memories and all that. And we just assume that everybody has the same pathway we do, don't we? But we know better than that, for sure. And it's people like you who help find those people and lift them up like you do. So is it mostly a volunteer organization? I don't know much about Idaho, I must admit.
Yeah, well, you're not alone.
Well, that's why we're here, by gosh.
That's right, we're here.
That's right.
So we launched the ministry in 2020, right smack dab in the middle of the COVID crisis, right? So we're really new, but we are primarily a volunteer organization. There are five staff right now. I'm the only full-time staff person. The majority of what we do is done by the volunteers, who we equip and we train and we vet them as well, because obviously if you're going to be spending time with kids and families, and we want to make sure that they are safe.
Oh, absolutely. And there's only so much time too, and you don't want to go sideways. You want to keep moving forward 100%. With your mission. So you also have something coming up, the 12 days of giving. What's that about, Chris?
Yeah, so we've been looking at ways to engage the public better, to help them help everybody understand who we are as Idaho families. And so we had this wild idea that, hey, what if we partnered with local retail stores in the downtown business district, as well as with other businesses, and created some auction items in windows, and create kind of an experience for people all throughout, just right after Thanksgiving, for a couple of weeks, and culminating in a big auction kind of giveaway at the end of the time, where people can go through and donate or bid on auction items online in different windows. So there's probably like $9,000 to $10,000 worth of items that's out there to be bid on downtown,
and that's going on right now, right?
It's going on right now. Yeah, we're at day two, I think, day three of the actual fundraiser, which is great.
Yeah.
And then it'll culminate in a big gala event that we're having on the 14th.
So a little bit of a combination, right? So you have the downtown merchants helping out and raising the awareness and the visibility, for sure, right? You're showing the items, I assume, in the windows.
Yeah.
And so Leilani's here to talk about that a little bit. How'd that go? How was that sales to talk to the merchants about doing this?
They were excited to partner. They were
excited to partner with Idaho. Sorry about that. I'm a little loud here. The services that they do were just amazing to our community. And so each of the businesses that offered to open up a window for them, and, you know, this is a prime time for window space.
Sure.
So I had absolutely 100% buy-in with every one of our shops downtown. And so we have a beautiful display with a snowblower and a beautiful basket filled with great stuff at the bridge. There's hockey lessons at Style Bar. I mean, you name it, the different places that have something in their window. It's not, you know, frivolous stuff. It's stuff that you're going to want.
Absolutely.
And for them to go online, it's super easy. All you have to do is click the QR code, set up your online bidding, and just put your bid in. It makes it really easy. And just to have a community, the downtown shopping district, be a part of this, it really blessed a lot of people. A lot of people downtown are like, wow, I didn't realize we had such a great resource in our community. So we're glad to be a partner with them as well.
And they wouldn't know that. I think, again, that's part of this with this radio show and everything else going on. The more you know about Idaho, the more you want to support it. I mean,
absolutely.
That's just one of those things. So did the merchants know much about it, or did you find yourself telling them about Idaho before they said yes?
Clark had come to me, and David Deeds, who's a good friend of mine, had come to me and said, hey, I really want you to meet Chris. And I said, okay, what do you need me to do? Because that's just my spirit. And so we got together, we had a meeting, and I still didn't understand what I needed to do for him, but it just kind of came together. And when they came to me and said, hey, could we get some windows? you know, that at Christmas time, I was thinking, oh gosh, that might not be one thing I can do.
Right.
But it was pretty amazing how all of the businesses were just like, yeah, absolutely. We'd love to do that with you guys. You know, what do we need to do? Yeah.
Well, that's important too. You know, Chris handed me a little flyer here, and you know, you think again in our own bubble in life, you know, we're all blessed. We're all healthy to be here today. Right.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
But then you look at something and you see, oh, more than 2,800 safe night stays. And, you know, I've lived a pretty blessed life, knock on wood. Right. And I have never had an unsafe night stay. But you think there's people who do that and people who need that help. And then where else would they go? You know, I always look at if you weren't here, if a certain group wasn't here, then what happens? Who fills that void if it's filled? Yeah. And we know there's enough despair to go around without that. So so bless you for doing all that. Yeah. And how about this? They've helped 315 children. That's 315 children in our community.
Right here in Sandpoint.
2020.
Yeah.
I mean, that, not many groups can say that. And again, it sounds like you're getting stronger all the time.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. It's really amazing the support that we get from the community. It's phenomenal. We have 63 referring partners right now. So we work very closely with a lot of the local organizations, even including Health and Welfare, Child and Family Services. Yeah. We work very closely.
Envision as well, correct?
We work with the Envision Center. We work with 63 referring partners. We work with Blue Haven. So we are working very closely with these other organizations, because Idaho Families is not the be-all, end-all of support, right? But we can fill in so many different gaps that we can really help bring support to all these other organizations, and they bring support to us. It's really quite an amazing collaboration.
Well, whoever came up with the 12 Days of Giving was that's brilliant, because I'm looking at the little map downtown, and that's where you want to be. You got the Cedar Street Bridge on there. You got all the First Avenue stores going on there. People are going to be looking at going out anyway.
That's right.
And we always try to promote shopping at home. Well, this is shopping and helping at home.
Yeah,
and that's a great combination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things I would also add is that as you know, since 2020, as we have been building this organization and trying to get the word out, one of the realizations that we have is people don't know what happens when a family goes into crisis. We just don't even, like, where do they go? How do they get there? And so that's why we partner with Health and Welfare in places, so that if we can help the family, the whole family, before a kid has to go into CPS or into some other situation, we're able to wrap around that whole family and help them in every way possible.
And then to be that clearinghouse too, where you know what else is out there, where a family doesn't know. I mean, they can't pretend to know. They're busy with their own things at that point, for sure, too. But no, we're a pretty robust community here that way, too. But half the battle is, okay, who do I need to talk to about food? Who do I need to talk to about helping with gas to get to work, you know, that type of thing too, and seeing all that. So, well, that's really, really cool. And it's nice this time of year too, is to really raise the awareness, because I think we're being bombarded a lot with sales things going on, you know, buy this, buy this, Black Friday, all this kind of stuff. And then sometimes you have to take that step back and say, you know, there but for the grace, right? There but for the grace. But so what's new with Idaho then? I know this is going to be going great guns, and it's out there. Where do you find the website for this?
Great question. So, well, we have a Facebook page. You know, Idaho Families is on Facebook and Instagram. Our website is www.idahopefamilies.org. And we have these maps that we're going to be handing out to all over town so that people can participate in the 12 Days of Giving. But they can also find our information on here as well at the bottom of that map.
And I'll be handing those maps out tomorrow during Ladies Night.
Oh,
kickoff at Barrel 33.
Good. And what time does that start again?
3 p.m.
3 p.m. Okay.
Yeah. Perfect.
Very, very good. Yep. And it looks like it lasts until the 14th. Mm-hmm. So do you have any goals? What do you want to raise with this?
Go for it, Christine.
I know.
We want to raise $150,000.
Gosh, okay. So what would that do? What would that help do?
Well, we have some big plans. It would help us, one, for the expansion that's necessary. We have an increase in clients every 40 a 40% increase every year in
clients. Wow.
And so we're having a hard time keeping up with the host homes and the mentors that we need. And so this will allow us to continue to expand our volunteer force so that we can
change locations. There's a whole lot of
So there's some pretty heavy lifting going on here.
Pretty heavy lifting we got going. Yes. Good. For sure.
So we'll be looking for these great flyers downtown, Cedar Street Bridge area downtown. Ladies night tomorrow. My gosh, how about that?
There I know. I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
And it's great because Chris, good seeing you again, my friend. It's been a long time, Christine. Yeah. Again, I've known your husband for 100 years. We hit tennis balls together, so it's all
tennis,
good.
Yeah.
Oh, 100 years ago, for sure. And Leilani, thank you for coming today, too.
Oh, thank you, Dave, for having us.
What a great program. What a great idea. What a great time to roll it out. And it definitely sounds like the money's going to stay here to help a great
100%.
Program. So
you bet.
Who doesn't want to do that?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, thanks again for your time today. I appreciate it. When we come back, we're going to have Brett Bowers, who's a public affairs officer with the Air Force, talking about all things the Veterans Association. If you're a veteran or you know a veteran, he's going to give us some information about how to get help for those veterans today, too. So we'll see you after the break.
As the holiday season brings joy and celebrations at Bonner General Health, we encourage you to prioritize your health and well-being. Stay active, eat balanced meals, get enough rest, and stay hydrated. Treats and alcohol in moderation and wash your hands often. Enjoy time with friends and family. We will be here if you need us. Our immediate care clinic is open 7 days a week, the exception of Christmas Day, and our emergency department is always open. We wish you health and happiness now and in the new year. For more information, visit bonnergeneral.org.
Hi, this is Chad from the Easy Home Buyer, and I pay cash for houses. Call me today at 208-877-6000. I buy houses in any price range and any location in the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene area and can get you your cash in as little as 1 week. Do you own a house that is vacant, in foreclosure, or needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Sell to us as is. You won't have to make any repairs, and there are no commissions, no fees, and we pay all the closing costs for you. Do you have a tenant living in your property? Not a problem. We buy houses with tenants in them all the time. Do you think your property will be difficult to sell? Easy. We provide assistance for any situation. We understand that life throws us curveballs, and we would love to see how we can help you. If you want to sell your house fast at a fair price, call me today at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg's Lost Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
In Idaho, farming isn't just a profession. It's a purpose. You can feel it in our 11.5 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 43,000 Idahoans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers markets. You can count it in the $20.2 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
This holiday season, make a meaningful impact with the 12 Days of Giving in downtown Sandpoint. From December 3rd to 14th, shop local stores, enjoy festive treats, and bid on exclusive auction items. All proceeds support Idaho families, dedicated to keeping kids safe and families together. Visit the decorated store windows, bid online, and help spread joy and hope. Together, let's make a difference. Come shop downtown Sandpoint or go to idahopefamilies.org.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back to the live hour on Thursday. Holy smokes, we're almost done. I can't believe we survived it. Diane, thank you for trying to keep me on the track. We're going side to side, but I'm getting two thumbs up from her now, so I think we're going to make it. We'll see here. You never quite know. You never quite know. But on a serious note, we really want to finish off by talking about veterans and veterans affairs and services that we everybody knows a veteran. Most people listening are veterans here. We've got a very high population base, Western Montana, North Idaho, of veterans. And I think there's a whole lot going on that people don't really know. So what I think I want to do is just turn it over to you, Brett, and we're going to talk a little bit about the other guests that we have here with us, and then we can kind of kick it around that way. And we've got, you know, 11 minutes or so to talk. It goes by quickly, so I want to make sure you guys cover the points that you want to cover. But anyway, this is Brett Bowers. He's a U.S. Air Force veteran, and he's a public affairs officer, things I used to do a little bit of that way back in the day, too. And he's here, I think, to maybe raise awareness, again, about what veterans and the services they can find in our region. Brett, welcome.
David, thank you so much to you and the community here in Sandpoint for, oh, you bet. Appreciate you and the community welcoming our team up here. I'm here to introduce our team with the Bonner County Veterans Outpatient Clinic, which is located in nearby Ponderay. And I brought with me Joanne Stack and Dr. Marilu Orozco-Peterson, and she is the medical center director for our clinic here in Sandpoint and Ponderay and Kootenai. They're also co-located. If you're heading out of town on Highway 200 and you get close to that Lignetics plant, you got that McGee Road where Lighthouse used to be.
Right.
Yep, it's right there on the left. I'd like to introduce Dr. Peterson, who has a medical degree in molecular biophysics and biochemistry from Yale University. She's originally from Chicago, lives here in this community now, and she graduated the top of her class at the Pritzker School of Medicine and received her family medicine residency training at the University of Illinois. She had her own medical practice in Fort Collins, Colorado for 13 years, worked at the University of Colorado for 7, and moved to the Pacific Northwest area 2 years ago. Her husband's a veteran. Dr. Marilu Peterson, it's so nice just to have this chat with you and Joanne and representing your team. Welcome, and David, we're grateful.
Oh, I'm spoiled to be surrounded by you folks. It's wonderful. It really, truly is. Well, Doctor, welcome.
Thank you very much. We're very honored to be here.
Glad you're here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you, some of the services that you offer, perhaps, and kind of a, sure. maybe kind of a 10,000-foot view of your fitting into our community here and what you're seeing there.
Very good. Yes. What we definitely can offer veterans right now is the ability to see them in a timely manner. I think that has been one of the real challenges I see in the community, having good primary care that can be seen readily available. Your area is growing rapidly. I like to consider my husband and myself part of your community. My husband is also a veteran. He's been he retired from the Army as a Chinook pilot.
Oh, wow.
And so he's always telling me that he can always be reactivated. And so I tell him, okay, well, then we definitely need to be part of the community here.
You still have to mow the lawn. But
yes, yeah. Exactly, okay. Exactly. And so being in medicine for over 25 years, I can tell that even being part of the military family, VA medicine is different. The needs of the veteran is different than civilian needs. So one of the things that Joanne and I can attest to is the need for support. Behavioral health is one of the things that I think the VA does amazingly well. Yeah. We can get support, and I definitely want everyone to know if there is a veteran out here who is struggling, if there's anyone here who wants to get help, there is help for you. And that 988 number is so critical, the Veterans Crisis Number. I've had patients tell me that, yeah, they had the keychain, yes, they had the card, and it saved their lives. So I think that will be definitely a focus for our clinic to get the help for our patients. The other thing that I think that is definitely being more and more looked at is the needs of female patients and female veterans, because we don't often realize that they are part of our military community too.
We do forget about that, don't we? And again, every human has different needs for sure, but there's more and more females that have become veterans, of course.
Yes,
too.
Definitely. And so I've been very honored to be, as a female physician, a part of their care and expanding that care at our clinic. I guess it's not just a job.
Sure.
It's not just an occupation. But I think it was very providential, because being a veteran's wife, I know what families go through. I know what that veteran has been through.
Sure.
And I know that the help that they need is critical, and the timing in that is critical. So
sure.
having it close by to home, being close by as opposed to a drive or an hour and a half drive or 2 hour drive, sometimes for our veterans, just knowing that resources here is going right. to be critical.
And I've got to believe too that there's a lot of walls for people trying to get help, especially veterans. But I think yes. the fact that there's perhaps a female physician looking and helping might break that one wall down for female veterans. Was that true?
I definitely so. Yeah. We definitely see it in our clinics. There's such amazing resources now through Spokane that we didn't have before. There's a gynecologist that can be accessible if there's any issues there. But also, I just wanted to bring out the fact that we take care of everyone. Sure. You know, some of the best patients I have are in their 90s, some, you know, and yep. they can run circles around the 45-year-olds.
Absolutely.
Which yeah. tells us that we all need to be exercising more.
Oh, but I believe that for sure.
But from the standpoint of the veterans, I think we serve a we hold a lot of responsibility to give them the best care because they sacrifice so much.
Sure, absolutely.
And even being a wife of a veteran, it makes me emotional sometimes just thinking about how
your heart's in the right place for that. That's for sure.
Really, yeah. You know, they sacrifice time and their bodies and sometimes families, and yep. it's just something the very minimal that we can do to serve them.
You know, it's interesting too. Non-veterans, really, it's off the radar screen. You hear about VA services sometimes, and again, everybody knows a veteran. They truly do.
Yes.
But I think also what happens is it takes a while for people to get used to changing their providers, to get used to changing yes. their habits of going yes. somewhere else. So, how many patients are in your current system?
Currently, Joanne, what would you say how many are now? More than?
About 1,200.
1,200
right now.
So 1,200. Okay.
Is that mostly Bonner Boundary County, or are you Western Montana
it's
too?
Mostly Bonner and Boundary. Yes.
Okay, wow. And that's not even the majority of veterans, I'm going to guess.
No. We have definitely capacity to increase from what I understand.
There's 2,400 in the area.
Is that what? Okay, so you have a pretty good idea. And so if they're listening to us over in Trout Creek or Heron or, you know, Western Montana, are they eligible to come here, or is there a state line deal?
No, they are totally eligible okay. to go wherever they please, and this is a good place for them because we're situated in a spot that's closer than Spokane for them.
And they're used to shopping here or whatever, too. It seems like it's that footprint's getting bigger all the time that way, too. So I have a veteran, or I'm a veteran, or I know a veteran who needs help or is trying to seek help. What is the best way to start that process?
You reach out to eligibility, and you go through Spokane, and they'll help you get into the system. Brett knows the phone number for that. I'm not sure off the top of my head.
509-434-7009. And eligibility, getting you enrolled so we can get you into this clinic up here. But they have the capacity to come on in, let us know who you are, and you have walk-ins where you've been able to get them into care.
Definitely. And we definitely have
I'm getting my first warning here, too. So how about, doesn't that go by quickly? It truly, truly does. You guys, I'm so happy you stopped by. I'm inviting you back, though, okay, because we want to talk some more. Again, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today. And what was that number again, Brett?
Well, I'd prefer the number here in Sandpoint.
It's 208-263-0450, option number one for the front desk.
There you go. We learned it here first. Find those veterans and replay this show, and they'll find you guys. Thanks for all you do. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
And have a good week. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you.
Thank you.